This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The three House panels leading the impeachment probe want U.S. President Donald Trump's top White House aide to testify this week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
In a letter to acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, the three committee chairs say they believe he has firsthand knowledge of President Trump's dealings with Ukraine and are asking him to appear Friday for a closed-door interview. Last month, during a televised news conference, Mulvaney appeared to acknowledge that the president held up military aid to Ukraine, at least in part, for political reasons.
That's it. That's why we held up the money.
Mulvaney later denied saying it. It's unclear if you'll show up Friday, since the president's told administration members not to cooperate. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump says it's time for Mexico and the United States to join forces and wage war against drug cartels after the deaths of nine U.S. citizens ambushed while traveling in a convoy in Mexico near the U.S. border. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said Tuesday that Trump's suggestion of joint military action is not in agreement with his government's convictions. He said the worst thing is war. The victims of the ambush in the Mexican state of Sonora were members of a U.S. family who formed a fundamentalist Mormon community decades ago in the border region on the Mexican side. The top general for U.S. military operations in Africa visited Somalia on Tuesday to meet with leaders and discuss the fight against extremists in the Horn of Africa nation. U.S. Army General Stephen Townsend said he would assess the progress of the U.S. military campaign against the Islamic State terror group and the local al-Qaeda affiliate, al-Shabaab. He called them a threat to African partners, to U.S. interests in East Africa, and to the U.S. homeland. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Lebanese troops deployed Tuesday throughout the country to reopen roads and main thoroughfares closed by anti-government protesters. For VOA, Dale Gavlak reports from Beirut.
Even at the best of times, Beirut's traffic-clogged streets can send tempers flaring. But add another element to the mix, such as roadblocks protesters are using to pressure authorities to meet their demands, and you have daily life turned upside down, says Helena Keenan, a Beirut resident and mother of three.
The roadblocks have been one of the main barriers to getting the schools reopened. It seemed that at about 5 or 6 p.m., schools will announce that schools open the next day, and then there'll be a barrage of various Twitter and Facebook posts saying, we need to get to the streets, we need to close roads, we need to protest.
The protesters have demanded an end to traditional sectarian politics and for independent members to form a new government. Dale Gavlak for VOA News, Beirut.
Government health officials are estimating that millions of cases of heart disease and other illnesses can be traced back to childhood abuse or trauma. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has that story.
Researchers have been studying for decades how suffering or witnessing traumatic events as a child can affect the likelihood of physical injury or illness later in life. They know that stressful experiences like violence, divorce, or mental illness in the home can affect how a child's body develops and start a path towards smoking, drug use, and other unhealthy behaviors. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says intervention could potentially reduce the number of adults with weight problems by 2%, the number with coronary heart disease by 13%, and depression by 44%. The findings are based on questionnaires from 144,000 Americans. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Journal of the American Medical Association said Tuesday that one in four American high schoolers and one in 10 children in middle school have used an e-cigarette in the past 30 days. The journal published two separate studies of the impact of vaping on American youth. One of the studies found there are now 5.3 million young Americans who vape regularly. That's up 1.7 million more than last year. The studies say efforts by state and federal officials to discourage underage vaping are falling short. Those efforts include a ban on sale of e-cigarettes to anyone younger than 18 and a ban on most flavored vaping products. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is heading to Germany on Wednesday. He's planning to mark the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. His visit is meant to underscore what U.S. officials say is the need for continuing a strengthened transatlantic partnership. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.